Republican inspectors showed up. They expected to inspect, right, like they do for absentee ballots, and they were uniformly kept out. They got to see nothing. And remember, Atlanta had to do the same thing you had to do. They had to catch Biden up because on election night he had lost. And he was down by a very good margin with only 85% to go. Something very similar happened in Michigan, Wisconsin. Can't say Arizona. But in almost every state where President Trump had a lead going into the end of election night, some of the leads looking almost mathematically impossible to undo with the 5%, 10%, 20% of the vote. In almost all of those, this practice was followed. And I'm right now trying to find, did we get to see any ballots that were used for that purpose? If that's the case, then we have a massive nationwide lawsuit. So it could affect more than one state. But right now, the one that it definitely affects the state of Pennsylvania in a very, very big way. But it's not the only infirmity in this state. There are dead people voting, no question about it. We get any number of complaints of that. We have a very serious problem with backdating of ballots, including four witnesses now who are testifying to that. Whether that becomes part of this lawsuit or it's something separate, that isn't developed as fast as this has. One last question.